So the experience that I want to collect from us is three Long Islanders moving to LA.
Yeah. Woo!
All right, you ready?
Three Long Islanders move to LA.
Three Long Islanders walk what into a bar next? In LA. I know. Okay, sweet. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Human Experience Podcast, where we have folks of all different walks of life share their trials and tribulations, ideas, cerebral chatter, and experiences. We seek to open minds, shed light, and make our modern world feel a little less lonely, realizing that we are all connected, one human experience at a time. I'm your host, Aisha Billy. I would like to thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Just introduce yourselves if you're almost
ready. Hi, Alex. I'm Alex. I'm 30 years old, and I live in Los Angeles, California now.
Yes.
Ooh, we're doing age?
Why not? You don't have to. Leave
it gives them an idea, you know, who we are.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, I'm Jessie. I'm 25, and I live in LA also.
And we are all from Long Island.
Woo!
Yeah. So I wanted to get these ladies here with me today to kind of talk about our shared experience on, like, we're all from the same hometown,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Basically.
Couple towns. Yeah,
It's all the same there.
Same shit.
It's all the fucking same. Yeah.
It's a little bubble.
Yeah, for sure. And I wanted to just dive into, like, what the fuck it's like out here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But let's backtrack to the basics a little bit. Let's start with when we all moved here.
Ooh, nice. I think that's all different times, right?
Yeah. So I moved, for me, it was a year and a half ago. So I've been here a year and a half now.
You're still a little baby.
I am. Thanks for saying that, because, like, you don't feel that, you know? Like, once you're, like, a year in, you're like, what the fuck? But everyone who I've spoken to says give it at least 2 years, but then the real honchos are like, give it five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people just say give it a year. I mean, I definitely had such a transition within the first year.
Yeah.
That, like, took
huge.
A lot.
No,
it
me
took
too.
A lot.
Huge.
So I've been here a little, I guess, like, 2 years and 3 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I heard you're not a real LA-er until you're here for 8 years.
Oh.
That's when they're like, okay, you're one of us.
That's kind of fair, though, because I feel that way about people who move to New York. I'm like, you are not a New Yorker until you hit, like, something.
At least five.
Yeah.
But, like, who are they, and who are they deciding?
The people who are from here.
The overheard LA people on Instagram, Alex. anyway, do you guys, like, wait, how long have you been here?
Just about 3 years.
Three. Okay.
I moved here in March of 2020.
Okay.
In the shits.
Yeah, same kind of.
Well, you moved here in November.
Yeah, but I moved
but
here
But of 21? Still, or no, of 2020?
2020. So I moved here, and it was like, everything was shut down, and then it kind of reopened, and then I got here, and it shut down again, and I was like, sick.
But New York was no better, so...
No, it didn't matter. I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go.
You'd rather be in warm, beachy
and
weather.
And near you.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I literally have 1,000 questions now. Okay, what propelled you here? I know you said you spent time in Texas and...
Yeah, so we lived in Austin for just over a year, and our lease was up in March, and our plan was to move here, but, like, very chill, like, not rushed or anything, and then our lease was up. And COVID happened, and we were like, fuck, we have to just keep doing what we were doing. So we got in the car, and we drove, like, 35 hours all the way here. In the middle of, like, the beginning of the pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, like, the weirdest drive ever.
Why? What was weird about it?
Like, no one was around. Everyone was just, like, horrified. It was, like, the apocalypse.
Like, this crazy ghost town situation. That's how I felt when I visited. I visited in March of 21, I think, but the Walk of Fame, like, in Hollywood was so dead. It was just, like, Times Square. Like, no, I'm sure you guys saw videos of Times Square in Manhattan where it was a complete and
total
ghost town.
I went there before I left.
Yeah, and that's how the Walk of Fame felt like, and it's funny because now it's been a year and a half, and I'm hearing from people who were here before that even more people actually moved in, because now I can't fucking get a parking spot around there.
Oh my God, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we were here literally right before, the month before COVID happened. We visited LA in
February.
And there was, like, whispers of COVID, and we were like, oh, whatever, like, la-di-da. And we went home, and then literally 3 weeks later, they shut everything down. Right. So we saw what it was like right before.
Yeah, I totally forgot that we came here right before.
Yeah.
What was the difference, would you say?
I mean, I feel like there was a lot less homeless people, and it was a lot less, like, sketchy. I mean, obviously, it's LA. There's, like, so much going on no matter what, but...
We also were in a different neighborhood, though, so keep that in mind. We were more east, so that makes a difference.
True, but...
We were in Silver Lake, like, Los Feliz area.
Yes, I did still hear, though, that the pandemic really...
Oh, 100%.
Homelessness.
Yeah, it definitely got worse because a lot of people lost their jobs. Mm-hmm. A lot of people couldn't pay. They couldn't go to doctors, you know... They ended up on the streets.
Yeah.
People came here because it was too cold. Like, they were like, well, if I'm going to be homeless.
That's what I heard happen, that there was, like, this massive, like, I hate using this word because we're talking about people, but, like, this massive literal dump of, like, human, like, people were, like, apparently put on a bus in, like, certain middle America cities and, like, shipped to here, which is wild. Yeah. I don't always feel the safest around here, which kind of blows.
Yeah.
Do you guys relate to that, or do you feel like...
I mean, I know and I'm aware that it's not the safest, but I also don't really do anything or go anywhere that's, like, super unsafe.
Yeah.
Like, I know that anything can happen, but we do live in a better area than most. I guess it depends on where you put yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I really like it here. Do you dig it? Or, like, where are you guys at with it?
I love it for now.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to, like, buy a house here and, like, have children here.
No. Why not? Because
that sounds horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like to raise kids in this city?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe, like, if you're in Beverly Hills and, like, in a mansion, you're in, like, your bubble land and you're fine. Yeah. But, like, I don't think that'll...
Speaking of the bubble land out here, there, I think here is a bit more bubbly than New York. I have met kids here who come from so much fucking money and have no idea what it's like to come from less, where I feel like because New York is saturated, it's harder to not be exposed as easily. You know what I mean? Like, we're on top of each other there. It's so populated that you can't help but see other lifestyles, where here it's so spread out. I've noticed people get away. Like, I'll give you an example. I had to pick up a cafe job when I first got here because I couldn't find work until I fucking met you, actually. You really helped me out. And I was in a cafe in, like, a decent area, and this girl, there were a lot of high school students who would come in, and it was right around graduation. They had, like, their senior skip class day, so they're coming in getting coffee, and I'm like, oh my god, where are you going to college next year? Like, if you're going, like, what's the deal? She's like, I'm going to New York. I'm so excited. And I was like, that's incredible. You'll have the best time. And she's like, yeah, my grandpa already gave me the keys to his studio. Like, I'm totally set. And she was so casual and, like, so sweet. It wasn't like this, no. I'm better than you. It was such a normal statement.
That's just what they know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Like, I would never, even if I had that, I don't know if I would casually state it, because I would know it's of, like, such high financial privilege. Mm-hmm. Like, you're getting out of state school tuition. You're going to New York City, which is officially the most expensive city, I think, in the world. I don't know if it's in the States. It's
Hawaii and California are more expensive than New York.
Now?
There was a ranking that put New York 1 and LA 3. I don't know if it was in the world or in the US, but whatever.
I guess it depends on where you are, too.
This super expensive city, and then you have, like, this studio apartment completely handed to you.
Yeah, that's wild.
There's no comparison between, like, that life and the life that we live. We're all service industry people, too, for those listening. Like, we all bartend and stuff, and, like, it's just... It's unfathomable, like, when she casually shared that. I don't know. I just don't feel like you would hear that as often in New York.
I feel like the gap here is bigger, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you're either super, super wealthy here, or you're, like, struggle bus trying to make it, or just make it as a human being here. There, it's, like, there's a very middle class, like, there is lower class, obviously, and, like, more poor, but, like, and there's rich people, but there is, like, a sliding scale where it, like, elevates here. It's just like you're either really poor or you're really freaking rich.
Yeah.
Like, there's no in between.
Not a lot
here.
Of in between. Yeah.
So where do you classify, like, the working actors who aren't, like, famous, but they, like, can eat off of their craft? Do you feel like they are in the wealthy, or, like,
No, I think they're struggling.
Yeah, I feel like they're still in this path of, like, they're trying to make it. And there's, you know, maybe they are making money like we all are. But they're still struggling to, like, be something or get somewhere. Because the difference between them making money and everybody else is astronomical.
Yeah,
definitely.
You could also, like, if you're an actor and you're, like, making money off of doing a commercial, that's great. But, like, what are you going to do 3 months from now?
Exactly.
You know? Totally. So there's, like, a difference between, like, working...
Yeah.
All the time, actors, like, on seasons and movies, and then there's, like...
Yeah.
It's you don't know when your next job
is. It's inconsistent.
See, yeah. Like, I... Oh, God, I have so much to say. I, like... Because I enrolled in an acting school when I first got here, and that's when I really saw the big money. Like, that's when I saw kids who were younger than me got to get their bachelor's in, like, film that was never... Like, I have immigrant parents. I studied science. And now they're enrolled into, like, another school, right? So, like, more money. Mm-hmm. They live alone. I don't live alone.
Impossible.
Exactly. Yeah. They live alone in, like, one bedrooms. Their parents pay their rent. And they work, like, maybe at a coffee shop, like, a day a week or whatever. And it's for super fun. Casual. For fun.
Sounds lovely.
People. Yeah. And it's, like, I have a friend who's a manager, and she was like, the industry is skewed towards people who have money. And I just really saw that after I, like, got here.
I don't even think it's just that industry. It's everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, people that have money or more privilege, like, can get into things or, like, you know, have a better chance of getting a job or a better chance of, like, you know, their parents or their grandparents know somebody who knows somebody who gets them into a job. Like,
right.
It's really...
And I just feel like their stress levels are so different than,
there is no stress.
So right, yeah.
They have very low cortisol levels. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, so I think about that whole thing of, like, you don't know when your next job is.
Yeah.
If you were in their boat, that's totally cool. But in our boat, I just feel like it's harder to not... I don't know. I get a lot of anxiety when, like, money's not coming in consistently.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But would you give up your boat for that boat? Like, if you could just, like, change everything and go back and, like, be rich and, like, privileged and not have all the stress, like, would you change it?
That's such a good question. I don't think I would. Would you guys?
No.
No.
You could say yes.
No, not, like, it yes. seems like a great idea, but thinking about who I am, I wouldn't be the person that I am
yeah,
without
I think you
it.
Just appreciate it more.
Yeah, you appreciate it more.
But, like, don't get me wrong, I want to be those rich people.
Yeah. I
want to
get there.
I want to give my kids that, yeah, but they're going to know damn well what it takes
exactly.
to, like, work for something.
Yeah.
But I do want to be those people.
Yeah. I want to be, too. I don't want to be the person that was raised like that.
Right.
I want to be the person who worked for it and, like, made something and then can give that back.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. While keeping, like, the kids as humble as possible.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That goes to, like, my point when I was working at that cafe and that girl said that. If I had a child, I would be like, please know how big of a up it is that, like, you have Grandpa's studio. Or, like,
yeah.
whatever the case is, yeah. that, like, this is not...
This is not normal.
The typical experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
And I feel like the gap is getting so much bigger between the rich and the poor. That
yeah.
is, like, you don't need eyes to see that.
Yeah.
What I wanted to talk about was, I feel like the living expenses here has gotten so higher since we moved here.
Since,
like, 21?
It's fluctuated. It's been weird.
So was it as high in 2020? Because I feel like
no.
this past year, eggs are like $9 right now. I know there's
oh,
an
well,
egg shortage,
yeah.
but...
The whole egg flu. Or,
yeah,
yeah, the chicken
flu. The egg flu. The eggs have the flu.
The eggs are flying around.
No, so when I moved to LA because I was in San Diego for a little bit. I ended up coming here getting my first apartment in June of 2020. People in apartments were begging you to move in.
Wow.
They were offering... 2 months free, 1 month free, lowered rent, like, blah, 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 all this shit. So, like, thank God for that. And then after that, they started raising the prices of everything more than it was before COVID.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, I don't even understand.
It's like they suck you in and they're like, oh, we're gonna give you candy and we're gonna, like, give you all these free things. And then you get there and they're like, actually,
yeah,
you have to pay for all this now.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I don't even understand, like, we're paying mortgages.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking
no, you're totally right.
$4,000 for, like, a 2-bedroom. That's not normal.
Mm-mm.
Like, But they have us because nobody really has money for a down payment.
Exactly.
But you'll find a way to scrape together, like, yeah. your rent, I guess.
And live with seven people.
Like. Yeah. Right. So this is where I'm at in terms of, like, life. I am headed towards my 30s, personally, and, like, I want to eventually buy property, right? So that's a financial goal. Mm-hmm. But the more I stay here, it's harder to build towards any sustainable financial goal because it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what, like, it's exactly what you said. I'm like, what do? Do I just stay and, like, hope that a sum of money that, like, I book falls a commercial and, and a sum of money falls out of the sky and risk that? Or, like, do I stick it out? I like it here. I don't mean to say like that. Do I hang here for like a couple more years and then like pack the bags and go somewhere more affordable? Yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. it's so annoying to like troubleshoot the problem solving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
we
are paying mortgages, but the thing is it's going to air.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I'm like, yeah.
it's ridiculous.
It's not going towards anything either. Like this city is in shambles.
Yeah.
It's, you know, one of the most like unique places I've ever lived because yes. everyone's like all different. They can do all these different jobs and yes. like be creative and
yes.
you know, you can literally pull like an idea out of thin air and make it happen. Yes. So I do appreciate that. But other than that, it's absolutely chaotic. The taxes that we pay are going I don't know where
yeah.
because there's potholes in the roads and people are sleeping on the streets. So I don't know what they're doing with our money.
It's too much to fix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be that.
But yeah. I mean, my boyfriend always says that life is like perfectly unfair.
That's because, so beautiful. I actually like
yeah.
that.
I like that a lot.
Way to romanticize like how shitty shit could be.
Because I'm like, fuck this, fuck that, like, this sucks. And he's like, everything is so perfectly unfair. You could be in LA, you have so much opportunity, you can meet people, anything could happen. You could fucking be famous tomorrow, yeah. or you could not.
Yeah.
Or you could be in, I don't know, like, sorry, but like, Idaho, Montana.
I knew
like,
you were gonna say
all
Idaho.
Of these, like, random places, not random, like, places. And you have no opportunity, but yeah, you're paying $600 for, yeah. like, your apartment.
There's an
just but what's the point?
Yeah, it depends on where you want to be or what you're trying to do. I mean, yeah. I could really go live in Idaho, but don't want to, like, live in a small town.
Live in Idaho?
And I don't want to live in Idaho. And I honestly don't want to live in, like,
sorry, Idaho.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you. We love your potatoes so much.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're good for.
I do love a good potato.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I could live there and I could, like, have a great life. And I maybe eventually I'll do that, but I need, like, a little chaos right now.
Yeah, yeah, you need the stress. So when I moved a friend into San Diego from Long Island as well before I even checked out LA. And I went across the country because I knew I wanted to leave New York. So I went to every city that I could. I went to, like, Cincinnati, Philly, Chicago. Like, I went areas in Texas, Utah. Like, I went everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I finished in California, in San Diego, before I got up here. And I was hanging there, and she had another friend who's been there for a year who's also from Long Island. And she was like, I love San Diego because it's, like, this high, but it's that high every day. It's like this monotone high.
Yeah.
And I was like, that gives me anxiety. Like, I need stress in my life. I can't have it be this, like, Truman Show shit every single day.
Yeah. Well, that's why we left Long Island.
And yeah. that's why I feel like LA was a better fit than San, because they were all like, do you think you'll move here? And I was like, it's not resonating with me. And I don't know why. And I think it's because I need stress. Like,
yeah.
I need a level of challenge. Venus yeah. is in Aries, so, like, definitely need that challenge. But, anyway, yeah, I'm happy to be here. I just wish
I think anyone who's listening to this or anyone in our lives can agree that it's just, like, very stressful, and you're just trying to, like, do as much as you can to make as much money as you can, and you're still, like, running in place.
Yes, yeah. That's how I feel, and I do remember when I was working in New York City for a couple years, it was like this, but there. So I had yeah. transplants from, like, other areas, but I was from there. So it was like, and I remember talking to one of my friends who was really into comedy. He was in the fitness industry, but super into comedy. And he was like, yeah, but you get to live in New York. And I was like, it's a good point. Like, he can't see the comedy shows that he could so easily see in East Village in yeah. Massachusetts, where it's
very
from.
Yeah.
So it's like, there is that. I just never forgot that he said that, because he was like, it is expensive, but you get to live in New
York. That's what we're paying for.
I mean, we did have a privilege. We did have such a privilege, like, growing up in New York, because there was so much we got to see that other people in the country never get to see.
Yeah. Too bad we didn't want to stay.
But I lived it.
20 years was enough.
Yeah, I lived it for 28 years, and, like, I go back, I visit, but it's not somewhere I want to stay. I explored the city, I did what I needed to do, but I needed a different culture. I needed something different.
So what are the reasons for leaving Long Island? Your personal reasons?
I was always gonna leave.
Yeah.
I was saying I was moving to California forever. Yeah. Like, since I can remember.
Oh, so you've always had an affinity.
I've always wanted to move here. Wow. Even my stepdad, when I was younger, was like, you are gonna end up being a California person.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
I do see you as more of, like, a San Diego girl.
I definitely wanted to move to San Diego. That was the original plan, but COVID you had other plans there for me. I will eventually. Yeah. Who knows? I'm very, like, whatever happens. We'll see what happens.
Wherever we end up,
you know?
So, how do you function in that? Like, I want to function more like that, but it's hard for me when I get attached. Like, do you feel like you're attached to LA at all?
Yeah, now I feel like it would be harder for me to leave. Okay. Because now I have, like, obviously my sister here, and, you know, I made friends now. And that's hard. Like, you know, I left an entire friend group that I've had my whole life.
Yep.
And then I had to start over and make new friends. And now that I did that, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to move again.
I know, don't get me started.
It's not that I'm not going to have them, but, like, when you're not near them all the time, it's different.
Oh, it's so different.
I have to go again and move somewhere else. I'm going to take them with me, because I can't.
Bitches, you're awesome.
You're all coming with me. We're actually starting our own cult, and we're all living in the same neighborhood.
Alex trying to get me to move into it. She's like, I'm gonna let you know if we have any vacancies in my building.
I swear.
And I was like, wait, are there? I think I misheard you. And you were like, no, but I just want everyone I know to, like, move in here with me. And I was like,
that sounds
fun.
Yeah.
It'll be like a fucking dorm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love my people, and I love my alone time, but I love the people that I collect in my life, and I do have an attachment now, and I'm like, part of me wants to leave, and part of me is like, I can't leave them because I'm codependent on my friends.
Me too.
Yeah.
No, I feel that. Leaving the friend group at home was so much harder.
Yeah.
Than I don't know what delusional world I was in, but I just felt like I could keep them here. When I'm here, like, I felt like we'll just set up FaceTimes and phone calls, but, like, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it did, but it still changes. You're in a different time zone now.
Yeah.
And, like, you're so fucking far. And people get caught up in, like, I'm an ADHD person, and if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. And that actually goes for people, too. Like, you forget, you know what I mean, if they're not, like, right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So the idea of, like, leaving a city and starting again from the start for friends is, like, so daunting.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. Friends is, like, I would say the hardest part about living here, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I find it extremely difficult.
So it's twofold what you're talking about. It's LA, the nature of it being spread out, and it's also adulthood. We're not in the sandbox 40 hours a week rubbing elbows and forced to be friends with each other by the end of the week or the end of the school year. Like, as an adult, it's so awkward. It's like, I was just telling someone about this, it's like dating. Like,
yes,
I meet someone and let's say we, like, have great friendship chemistry, and we're, like, obviously, like, older now, and I'm like, so do you want, like,
do you like me? Do you like me?
Like, do we hang out? I know it's so awkward. It's like, do we hang out? Like, do we exchange?
Well, you've had that experience too.
So many times. And, like,
did it just fall through every time?
My biggest thing that I hate about LA is, and I know everyone says, like, people in LA are fake.
No.
I don't think it's that they're fake. I think it's that nobody's straight up about things. And don't get me wrong, I don't know how to say to somebody, like, hi, I don't really want to be your friend.
Yeah, totally.
Like, so I get it. But, like, I don't know why people that have lived here for a while are just, like, telling you everything that you want to hear, and they're like, oh my God, I had so much fun, like, let's do this and this and this, and, like, you should come over, and, like, we should go away, and then, like, you never hear from them again.
Yeah. Like, just don't say that.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why did you even say,
like,
all
they
that?
Ghosted me. I, like, got friend ghosted.
Dude, yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm dating people, and I'm like, this fucking blows.
Also,
like,
it sucks for your ego. You're like, wait a minute, I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm fun. I'm a great friend. Like, why do you not like me?
I know. But, like, you people don't out... Like, when you're in a dating situation, you could be like, hey, like, I'm sorry. I'm not really looking for anything serious. Or, like, you know, they I don't won't. Really want to date right now. And they people won't do that either. But, like, at least when you're in a dating scenario, you could fall back on that.
Yeah.
When you don't really, like, vibe with somebody as a friend, what do you say?
I don't know. You...
You like, ghost? You just don't answer. I you ghost. I right. So then I'm like, well, I know you're ghosting me because you don't fucking like me.
Okay, so sometimes I feel like it's that. And then other times I feel like people, and I've seen this so many times in New York too, where they get so overzealous and they're like, we can hang out. Like, let's go get coffee. Meanwhile, like, they do not have fucking time for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So there's some of that too. Totally. I know, like, I still think back to this. I feel like you have no hard feelings, but when I think back, I feel so bad. God. So I got so ghosted, and, like, I went through some, like, really heavy shit when I first moved here.
Dating,
like,
or friendship?
Friendship. Okay. And yeah. one dating that, like, really changed me. Like it Damn. Left, it, yeah, it, like, left its mark. And by the time that Alex, you were, like, so open to friendship, I've never not been open to friendship. I am the biggest, like, super inclusive, dinners at my house, like, let me cook for you. But I was so, got so fucked with, like you said, with your ego. And then by the time I met you, you're like, let's go out. Let's do this. And I was so scared to attach to you. I was like, not just you, like, even there was,
she
like,
ghosts me
there was, like, a few other people, yeah.
Yeah, no,
were, like,
I get it.
So open to friendship, but by that time, I was so jaded by yeah. the time I met you, and I never experienced that before.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, I just, like, I'm not saying I'm popular, but, like, I've always been, like, invited out, or, like, people
or
would...
Or outgoing, or, yeah.
Exactly.
It's always been a lot easier than it is here.
Yeah, totally. You know what? My housemate is a native from here, and I asked her, I was like, what the fuck is it with people here with, like, that ghosting and the yeah. friendship thing? She's like, I think a lot of people here have actually been burned really bad. And I'm like, that kind of makes sense, because, like, I in a sense pulled back myself because I got Same. burned. So I was like, oh, it just feeds the cycle.
Right, so trauma it does, on trauma yeah. on
but
trauma.
That's what it does. Trauma begets trauma. And I have a close friend of mine. He is a psychiatrist, actually. And the more he got into his practice, he was like, I have to tell you the craziest thing. Trauma causes more trauma.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, you're so right. So I've done, like, a lot of healing. Obviously, I met you, like, almost a year ago at this point. And, like, now I feel more open. And I realize, like, yes, you get burned and you get jaded, and I get it. It's so hard to get back on the train. But the longer time you spend off the train, it causes more pain than, like,
yeah.
put yourself out there. And if you get ghosted, like, I'm sorry. And every human has a cap. Like, you can't get ghosted constantly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because then you're like, something's wrong.
Wrong
with me.
I know. Like, that's what I thought
is
of
wrong
me.
With me.
Yeah. I was like, am I desperate? Am I this? Am I that? Yeah. I was like, people at home really, really like yeah. me. I had to, like, shoot people away. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm
so sorry so that you guys have had a bad experience.
For you, it wasn't
because
like that.
I mean, Jesse knows this. I've just always been able to, like, make friends no matter where I go. And I'm also very good at picking the people that I want to be my friends. Mm. And, like, I'm very good at picking up their energy. Like, I'll know if I'll be your friend or not. Like, I knew right away when I talked to you, I was like, oh, she's cool. Like, I would yeah. be her friend. So for me, like, I'm very specific, but I'm also, like, open to it. And also, I disassociate. So if people don't yeah. like me, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
I'm putting it in a box in my brain, and it sits there forever.
So did you ever have, like, a falling out with friends in your life ever?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, like, I didn't until I came here, so I didn't know that pain
yeah.
until I
it's
got
It's worse
here.
Than a breakup.
Same.
And that changed me, yeah.
Nothing, like, super bad that was, like, scarring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely had friend breakups that are really shitty.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah.
Because I feel like because I didn't have one till I got here, and it hurt so bad that I was like, now I feel, like, more open because I feel like the worst has already happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where, like, when that, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I had a friend ask me, he was like, is this the first time that you've had, like, a friend breakup like this? And I was like,
friend
yeah.
breakup.
It's
yeah.
true. It really is.
And he no, was yeah. like,
it breaks your heart.
He was like, oh, it's the end of the world. Like,
yeah.
obviously yeah. you're going to feel terrible. Yeah. So, like, I think that if you've had those breakups, you go into it more, like, ballsier in a way, I
yeah.
think.
I guess I just also understand that if people are supposed to be in their life, they will. And if, like, something happens and they're not, then, like, that's what's meant to be, you know?
You have such a peace to you with this shit, and I'm like, where did you get that?
Because my life is chaos. So I have to have, I have to decide for myself that, like, I'm going to be my own peace. Mm. Because, like, it's never been... Nothing in my life has ever been in control.
Yeah.
I've never had control over my life. So, yeah. like, the only thing I have control over is, like, what I get to decide.
Yeah, and we all come from single-parent households. Yeah. Yeah. The chaos is real.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's real as shit. Yeah. Like, moms were... I don't know about you guys. My mom was constantly working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our mom was working multiple jobs.
Yeah. Like, there was a lyric I came across. It was from Euphoria. Working like a slave... It just came in my brain. But my mom was working like a fucking slave. Yeah. Like, I never saw her. And I was the oldest. So I was, like, 11 when my parents split. Mm-hmm. And we started puberty. And I changed schools. Like, I didn't know anyone. Yeah. My body was going through changes. It was so gnarly.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just this, like, hyper-responsible kid. Like, I just had to take care of stuff at home. But the chaos ensues because you're a kid and you don't know how to, like, cook yet.
Yeah.
But you're, like, trying and it's chaotic. Like, it's naturally chaotic.
Yeah. I mean, I was the oldest, too. So I kind of had to take on more responsibility and that's just how it is.
Yeah, I could sense that off you for sure. I feel like every time I meet someone who's, like, hyper-responsible, I'm like, I see you. What happened? Why are you like this?
What happened to you?
Why are you taking care of literally everybody? Yeah. I'm like, I do the same shit. Yeah. Anyway, do you guys miss Long Island at all?
No.
No.
Okay. I just went back.
Yeah.
You did for the first time in
three years.
God.
It was a little traumatizing.
Okay, tell me, like, what was it like? We didn't get to, like, really talk about it.
I don't want to, like, shit on New York.
No, break the fun. So New York needs a little shit.
Yeah. First, New York is shitting on everyone always. But secondly, I do want to say, because a lot of my listeners are in New York, like, this is just our personal experience.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who... Live where you thrive.
Yeah.
All
my friends live there, so that's fine.
I know, I feel bad for my friends or, like, family, because I don't want them to think that I hate it, like, because of them.
No. It's not because of them, it's because of, like, the atmosphere
and the lifestyle.
And, like, how we grew up. Yes. And it's just, like, kind of, like, it suffocates you.
Yeah.
It's just, like, suffocating, stale, like, nothing's really going on. I don't know. And it just brings back, like, horrible memories for me.
It's like PTSD.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah. It's kind of like you can't heal in the environment that...
Exactly, that you came out of.
Yeah, exactly.
It, like, brings back all of that trauma.
Yeah.
The first time I went back, I was like, I had a severe panic attack.
Yeah.
My mom thought I was crazy, and I was just like, no, like, I literally am unwell. Like, I can't breathe, I can't go out. I didn't go out for, like, 2 days when I was there.
Yeah, it's like an out-of-body experience. Yeah. You're like, I don't belong here anymore, and I, like, don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm. So did you feel, that you said it so well. It is, like, an out-of-body experience. It's like... For me, Long Island, I'm like, whatever. The city is a bit, like, of a heavier place for me now because the closest human in my life is from there. And I just went to the area where that person is from when I was home in August. Mm-hmm. Or, no, just a couple months ago in January. And I was in the neighborhood that they're from. And I hadn't been there since we broke up. And when I was there, I was like, I'm in a living room of a house that I know so well. But there's no furniture in here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to sit on. Like, there's this vacancy. Like, that is the outer body experience that I feel like I kind of got.
Yeah, it's, like, familiar and not familiar at all.
Yeah. Like, when you're in a dream and you're in your house, but it doesn't look like your house, but you know it's your house.
Yes.
It's
like that kind of thing. You, like, feel that you're like, I did not grow up
here. Like, you know where you are.
I feel like I did.
But you're not where you are.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And I think that's why, like, leaving and then going back shows you, like, how much you've grown.
Yeah. It's also just, like, really, I mean, people, like you said, people like it and they want to live there and, like, that's fine or whatever, but it makes me really sad going back to all the same places and seeing the same people doing the same thing, working their same job, and I'm like, you can't tell me that this is, like, you're enjoying yourself.
Enjoyable,
Or it, I think about that a lot, and I think about, like, I believe in, like, past lives, and, and that, you know, when our soul comes here, every soul comes here for their own journey, and I think some come for, like, what we did, that exploring, expansion, like, the death and rebirth changing yourself, your identity, like as you grow up, and then others, it's just a different track. It's just like, it's like a more, I don't know what to call it.
Like fluid, flowing, like,
yeah, like a, like the same thing every day, but like they find peace in it. And like fine with that. It works for them.
They're living this like monotonous life, and then like we're on this crazy adventure.
Totally, and some people love that. Some people are like, I love going to my job, and I sit there from 9 to 5, and then I go home, and I eat dinner, and I play video games, and on the weekends I hang out with my friends, and I feel fulfilled, and I love that. That's just not
me. That sounds like spiritual death to me.
Same. Yeah, and that's why I left, because it was spiritual death. It was. I love my friends, and I love all my people, but if I had stayed there, I would be so unwell.
Yeah, same.
I when I was still at home, my closest friend, she was like, you were like on fire and I didn't even have water to put you out. Like you were so unwell at home, and it was to the point where like my friends couldn't even help me anymore. Yeah. Like I just was done. And I think what happens is like your spirit, if it knows when to leave, it lets you know. And if you don't listen the first time, it gets louder. And if you don't listen the second, it gets louder and louder and louder. And then you start having these crazy dark thoughts. It's like the check engine light being on, and you don't listen to it until the engine actually breaks down. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I guess I kind of did that, but I still got out in the end. And when I got here, I felt like I got to see a new life. Like, I don't have as much anxiety now when I'm at the grocery store and I can't get my credit card out right away.
Yeah.
Where in New York, like, if it's not out and ready, I feel like you're getting cursed out behind you. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah.
And I get your the anxiety thing, because, like, I was having severe anxiety, and then I came out here and I was like, oh, I feel like I could breathe.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's, like, I needed to, like, get out of there. It was suffocating.
It is suffocating. Like, I have more anxiety now than like I did before, just because like I've gotten older and like adult responsibilities. And now when I go back to Manhattan, I'm like, I get that what's it called, claustrophobia that people talk about, because when I'm walking on the street and I see all these tall buildings, I'm like, if there was ever an emergency, like I don't know where to go. Like everything is like is like buildinged in. So anyway, what else, what are, like, the main differences that you guys see between, like, L.A. and your life here and your life there?
Or similarities, people are just different.
People are different, yeah. The energy is just different. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, the creativity. Like, you know this that when you get here. This is a
very creative city.
You're just, like, accepted in whatever you want to do. And, like, you could literally fucking sell bars of soap. Yeah. Like, no one cares, you know? Everyone's like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, what do you do? That's cool. In New York, people are like, oh, honey, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, oh, what? Like, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Like, no, like, what's your real job?
Yeah, though? What's your real job is my favorite thing for people to say, because I'm like, what do you mean real job? You mean a job that I go to that I absolutely hate and I want to jump off a building?
I describe it as, like, they're twins. Like, L.A. and New York are twins, just highly, highly fraternal twins, right? Fraternal means different, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and, but New York is super masculine, and LA is very feminine. Here it's, like, flowy.
Yeah.
You make plans, maybe they fall through. Whereas there, it's, like, numbers, goals, work. It's
quicker, more fast regimented. Pace, like, it's less very, feelings, like, get out of my way.
Less intuition, more, like, that logic mentality.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So, I do feel like moving here has made me a little bit more in, like, my feminine energy.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys relate to that.
I'm definitely trying to be. I think my whole life I've had to be in my masculine energy, and now I'm like, okay, let's not do that.
Yeah.
You're getting better, though.
I'm definitely getting better.
Yeah.
Even dating, because, like, I'm very...
Oh, Lord. It gives me anxiety and stress.
Dating?
What, her dating?
Just thinking about dating in LA. Yeah. Like, I'm so sorry.
It's so bad.
Okay, so, yeah, what are... You just got engaged. Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, thanks.
Yeah. We're the single Pringles
here. We're the single Pringles.
So sorry.
How, like... Yeah, it's bad.
It's not... To be fair, like, I came from a place of being in two very long-term relationships, so I never really had to date, per se. Like, I was only single, like, for bits and pieces, but out here, it's, it's real difficult.
But when you're in your hometown, like, you kind of do know a lot of people, and then there's friends of friends and friends of friends and work friends and all these people. when you come out here, you, like, actually just need to, like, go on a date with, like, a fucking stranger.
Which is literally what I do, and it's not great.
And it's so weird.
Yeah. I make everyone FaceTime me before I meet them.
Love that.
Facts. Save yourself
because the time. Because, one, I need you to have a really manly voice. And two,
I'm a big voice sucker.
I need
too.
You to not be a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. And, like, look like your photos. Yeah. Perhaps.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So I always do that. It's like as a preliminary, like, will I want to meet you and waste my time?
Mm. And I didn't think of that. You need to know, like, the lay of the land. Like, I now know if you, whatever area from this LA you're coming from, I have more of an idea now. Where, like, when I first got here, if you were from, like, Brentwood, I wouldn't connect the fact that you probably come from a lot of money. Like, your parents probably have money. Or, like, I don't know, Highland Park, I wouldn't connect the fact that, like, you probably come from more of, like, a blue-collar black background. Which now I know that. You know what I mean? Where, like, if we were, let's say, in Long Island dating on the dating apps and someone, you're dating somebody from the North Shore, you can kind of...
You know where they're coming from. Yeah, it's... Yeah, you don't really know where people are coming from or what their background is. It's also a lot of a melting pot here, too. Mm. So people are coming from Idaho, and they're coming from Montana, Tennessee, like, all these places, so, like, you don't know where they're coming from, like, where they're living, and it's hard to get around here. Nothing is as, like, easy to go meet up somewhere.
No.
Like, they're like, oh, I live, like, 9 miles away, it'll take me 49 minutes to get there. Like, where do you want to go? And I'm like, I don't know.
Neighborhoods are important.
They're super important. I mean, it's like, when I lived in Washington Heights, so that's, like, right around, like, this Bronx border, you don't see your Brooklyn friends. That's an hour train ride.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you're all in the boroughs, like, it's an hour. And, like, that's why I feel like it's so weirdly similar here. Even though it's not, it is still at the same time. It is. Yeah.
From us and from being Long Island and New York City, yes.
Have you ever seen the map of L.A. that shows the parts of New York?
It's brilliant.
Like, I think the Valley is Astoria.
Yeah, like Queens. So right now we're in Queens,
which makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah, and then I think South LA is Bronx, and then, which is, like, the hood.
And, like, East, hood, like,
like, Brooklyn. Is Manhattan.
Like, Silver Lake
is Brooklyn.
East is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
West is Manhattan. And then, is that all of
sense.
It? And
yeah, no, that makes total sense.
It makes so much sense.
Ew, we live in Queens. Sorry.
No, no, but, like, Astoria was dope. That was probably, like, my favorite.
I have friends who live there.
My favorite part of the city.
Astoria is really lovely.
Yeah.
That's why, like, Queens to me is, like, if Manhattan and Long Island had a child. It's, like, that bit in between of, like, suburbia and urban, and I feel like the Valley offers that.
The Valley.
Do you have...
Valley girls.
Would you guys ever leave the Valley?
No.
I would never live outside the Valley.
No.
Like, if I were to move anywhere in LA, it would only be in the Valley.
Same.
I would never, ever leave unless I was leaving LA.
Not in the Valley is, like, a different type of LA.
Yeah. It's not the type of LA I want in my life.
It's like Manhattan. It's like congested.
It's too chaotic.
Chaotic.
And like scary and dangerous, which is kind of funny because I don't know if you guys have talked to people that have lived here their whole life or like have never been to New York, but they think New York is way more dangerous than here.
So what's funny is I like thought that until you made a really good point. You were like, in New York, what did you say it's about? Why is it less safe here?
It's just less safe here because, one, there's way more homeless people out and about.
Yeah,
like,
that's
and
true.
They do not give a flying
at all.
Fuck.
They have nothing
like,
to
the
lose.
Homeless people in New York, they, like, will tap dance or, like, take their dick out.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't bother you. Like, they don't, like, they're not, like, scary
go
people.
Up and grab
here,
shit
they will
you.
Just grab things off your, like, body. They'll take a sandwich out of your hand.
They don't give any fucks.
They do not give any fucks. And I wouldn't either. If I had absolutely nothing and nobody was helping me, what do I care?
Yeah.
But that's also such a New York vibe. You're like, yo, don't touch my shit and I won't touch yours. Like, stay the fuck, like, mind
it's
your own
true.
Business. And then here, it's just, like, a fucking free-for-all.
Yeah, it's like, what's yours is also mine.
Yeah. Circling back to the map very quickly,
yeah.
We forgot a very important part.
Staten Island.
Oh, no.
I was like, what's Staten Island?
It's literally, like, the Valley, like, Chatsworth.
Oh,
and, like,
that is so
out in, like,
accurate,
Woodland Hills
though.
And shit. Like, It's so funny. Hills is nice, but people are like, oh, I live in like
I was gonna say
Northridge or Reseda or like Woodland Hills, like that's the real valley. And I'm like, no, you guys kind of just live in like a little bumblefuck. Like you're too far from like
what the city. What is the real valley? Like we're in the valley. It's existing in geography. I mean, like geography.
The valley is like very vast. But like
Simi Valley is still the valley, but right, it goes
so far.
But that's where the Republicans live.
But I'm like, dude, you live in Woodland Hills. Like, do you know how long it would take you to get downtown? Like, an hour and a half. Yeah. Don't tell me that you, like, live in L.A.
That's, like, pretty much the line of where the valley ends, though, right? It's, like, Woodland
in
Hills
In my
area.
Mind, yes.
Yeah, it
like,
is. Well,
Woodland
it turns
Hills
into,
Encino.
It turns into, there's, like, Ventura County and, what's the other one? There's, wherever Simi Valley
Topanga?
Is not, it's not L.A. So, like, there's, like, different counties.
Yes.
So yeah, it does have a cutoff. Like they live in the valley, but they're not in LA.
Do you want to buy property?
I don't want to live in a house like buying property. I want to invest in properties that I can rent out so that I can make a passive income.
That's what I want to do too.
And I've been reading a lot and like watching all these people's videos and I'm very intrigued.
Yeah. Do you want to buy property in life in general?
Yeah.
You do, right?
Yeah.
Well, do you have any city in mind?
I think my first, like, property, the best thing ever would be, like, a duplex or, like, a townhome duplex. And I would rent that out because I feel like that's the best way to make money. And then I would use that money to pay for wherever I lived.
Yeah. Do you know where you want to live?
I feel like, I don't know if I would even do Airbnb because that sounds a little bit, like, a lot of upkeep and stressful. I think I would rent it out long term. And I think like somewhere in the valley would be really good because you can charge a decent amount.
So you would buy around here
for somebody else.
Got it.
Like I would rent it out and then I would dip
where to would another city
to like sit like down.
Oh, so like
I downtown. Don't know anywhere from like Long Beach to San Diego.
Yeah,
I would like
Long
like,
Beach is a vibe.
Like to settle over there.
Okay, cool. So you do want to stay in California?
I'm just
curious. I do like this state a lot. The West Coast is insane.
Yeah. Also, like, can't go back to winter.
Fuck. No.
Yeah.
I live in
about
Arizona,
that.
Though.
I did go to Scottsdale, and I really liked it. The only thing that I don't think I could get over is not having a beach.
That I thought about, but the flights are so close to here that I could do, like, trips, and it's not super expensive.
I guess.
Yeah. It's less accessible. Like, if you want to go on, if I have a free Sunday, I hop in the car and I go.
Yeah,
but
so,
then
yeah.
again... I haven't been to the beach
in
God knows how long, and I used to go more in New York, so now I'm like, I don't know.
It's just the vibe of having it right there is, like, way different.
Coastal vibes are different than the landlocked vibes.
Like, I'm like, oh, I know it's there, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel it. We're close.
It's there, but I definitely go way less than I used to go.
Same. The traffic is absurd.
Yeah, that's the rough part. Like, if I had a magic flying carpet, that'd be great.
Room, room, bitches. Anyway, thank you both so much for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Please share, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating if you gained anything at all from today's podcast. And we look forward to having you back next.